Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerusha Michal Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Beis, and the Vilna Torah daf is on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says Nitma Yisasa Ad Shaloi Gilgala. Let's say your dough became a duma, truma fell into it, and now the whole thing has to be treated as truma. This is before she fully needed it. Two words Patra Michala, and that's based off what we learned in the first parak. The dough which is meduma is Patra Michala. And why is that Shama Duma Patra? Because meduma is Patra Michala. Umisha Gilgala. However, if it became a duma after she already fully needed it, Chayavis is still chayav in chala. That's because it already had the chiv of chala before it became a doma. Another din, noyla safik toma. Let's say this dough became safik tome ad shaloi gilgala. If it was before it was fully needed, tayosa betoma, she can continue making this dough in a state of toma, which means she can metame it beyodayim, even though right now it's safik toma, and her continuing to do it in a state of toma is going to make it vaday tome, no problem. However, misha gilgala, if it became safik tome after it was already needed, so it's already chayav in chala, tayosa betahara, she has to continue doing it in a state of tahara. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Tartan Milan Tani Rabbi Aruba. Rabbi Aruba taught two things, Ve'inun Pligin Chada Al Chada, and they're soicer each other, they contradict each other. Number one is Tevel Minyani B'chulin. Tevel is counted as chulin. What does that mean? So we know that regular chulin can become at most a sheni latuma. However, truma can become a shlishi. Now, Tevel, produce that needs its truma separated, which in Lashon Gemara is called chulin hatavel litruma, is not considered like truma, it's just treated like regular chulin and can't become tame shlishi, only a sheni. That's this first memra, the Tevel Minyana Bechulin, Tevel, which is Tavel Latruma, is still considered like Chulin. However, here's the other member of his, V'chala Safik Paisals Truma, any Safik which passels Truma, U'paisals Chulin, Milas's Truma, it also passels Chulin from being able to become Truma. In other words, any Safik Toma, which would passel Truma, also passels Chulin HaTavel Latruma, and therefore one should separate Truma for this Chulin from other non-Safik Chulin, because if he takes off from this stuff which is a Safik, the Truma is going to become Pasel. And the Gemara just speaks out the question, V'kasha, this is the problem, Im Tevel Minyana Bechulin, if the first member is correct, namely the Tevel Atavel Truma is just considered like regular Chulin, well then Lamali Paisal Sachulin Milasais and Truma, then why would it be, or how could the second statement make sense, that this Safik Toma is going to passel Chulin to extent that you can't turn it into Truma? That tells us about Minyana Bechuma, that Tevel Atavel Chulin is considered Truma, and that's the steer in these two different statements. Now it's just important to point out, in the second memra, the Safik here is one that could only be Metame Truma and not Chulin, because if it could also be Metame Chulin, then it's not a Chiddush to say that one's not allowed to separate Truma from it. Of course not. The entire thing is Safek Tameh. Now, Amar Biyayna, according to some of the Gersas, Amar Biyaisi, in Ofanan, Tanin, and Tartehoin, we also teach these two things, meaning we see in Mishnayis that we have these two memoras that are contradictory. Where do we see these? Chavkas Ambez on top, Tevel Minyana Bechulin. This first memora, the Tevel Tavel Truma, is considered like regular Chulin. The Tanin Taman is found in Mishnah over there in Mesechus Tvul Yoim. Eichel Meiser, Shehochshar Ramashke, food which is Meiser, meaning it's Meiser Rishon, that became Hochshar Lekabal Toma, Vinogabai Tvul Yoim, and a Tvul Yoim, somebody who went to the mikveh that day, touched it, or somebody with tame hands touched it, mafrishin menu trumas meiser b'tahara, one could separate trumas meiser from it in a state of tahara, mepnei shehu shlishi, because this food is only a shlishi, it was touched by something that was a sheni, making it a shlishi, and we know that meiser rishon is just considered like regular chulin, and regular chulin can't become a shlishi. In other words, this food is not a shlishi, it's not tame at all, and therefore he could separate trumas meiser from it. And Adah Amr, this tells us very clearly, shatevel minyana b'chulin, the tevel ha-tevel ha-truma is just considered like regular chulin. And what about the second member of Chal Safik Pasel Satruma Pasel Sachulin Masais and Truma? Then any Safik which is going to passel Truma will also passel Chulin Hatavel Truma, and it's now going to be turned into Truma. The Tanin Taman who's learned in Mishnah over there, this is referring to our Mishnah, Noil La Safik Achala Gilgala. If a Safik Toma happened to this dough before she fully needed it, Teyasa Betoma, she's allowed to continue making it in a state of Toma. However, Misha Gilgala Teyasa Betahara, if the Safik happened after she already needed it properly, since she has to continue making it in a state of Tahara. Now, the proper Girsa is to add in the following. Vitani Allah, a brice was taught on this Mishnah. V'chalasa taluya, the chala of this dough is talui. It's in a state of safek. And here's the right that our Mishnah is contradicting the previous Mishnah that we brought. Be'eza safek. What safek are we talking about here? Be'safek chala, a safek of chala. And chala, as we know already from this Masechta many times, is just like truma. And so we see very clearly from our Mishnah that tevel hatavel achulin, namely this dough which has a chiv of chala to be taken off of it, even though it's only safek tamei, we say it's considered to be tavel l'truma or l'chala, because again, that's the same thing. And so it means that it has a din of truma and not of chulin, clearly being sized to the previous Mishnah. As we successfully have brought a proof, it's not just a stira in Rabbi Chiya himself, it's a stira in Mishnayis, and the Gemara doesn't provide us an answer to this. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah, Amar Sheshas. Rav Sheshas says, Rabbi Kiva he. Our Mishnah, meaning the whole chiddush of our Mishnah, is going in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Yasana betoma va'al yasana kabin. It should be made in a state of toma and should not be turned into kabin. Remember we had this machlokes previously between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, how to make dough if one is tame. The Chacham had said that one should just make the dough kabin, basically making them time smaller than a shear chala, so that it's not chayv and chala. And of course, that's being done in a state of tuma. So our mishnah is obviously not a chiddush in the chachamim, because of course one could do it in a state of tuma. However, Rabbi Kiva had said that when a person himself is tame, he should lechatchila make the dough tame and separate chala like that, so as not to be mafkiya the chiyuv. Now, in our mishnah, we're discussing safek tuma, and the chiddush over here is that even though it's not yet chayv and chala, because before Gilgal, still one could be tame biyadayim, so must be that this is chiddush in Rabbi Kiva and not in the chachamim. However, Aram Bzeir says dirak halhi, really, it's according to everybody, meaning our mishnah is according to the chachamim. And what's the mishnah telling us? Yasena kabin besveikon. All the mishnah is saying by telling us teyase betoma is that this dough should be broken up into pieces of a kav, and that's why it's allowed to be done in a state of tuma. Basically, telling us like she's chachamim and not like Rabbi Kiva. However, we ask a question on this right away. Hasa Rav Chiya Rabban kumi Rav Zeira. Rav Chiya Rabban asked in front of Rav Zeira, Vatani, we have a brass that was taught very similar to our mishnah that af b'shar haminin kain. This applies even by other minim as well. Meaning when we're dealing with produce that becomes safik tameh, if it became safik tameh before gmar malacha, so then he continued processing it in a state of tuma. But if it became safik tameh after its processing was finished, so then he has to do it in a state of tahara. Now here's the question: chafta samar alaf on the top is the chamei mar yasan a kav and besfeikon? Are we able to apply the statement of doing it in amounts of a kav because it has din safik tuma? We're discussing truma, and no matter how much produce he has, more or less than a kav, it's chayv in truma. So maybe we could explain our mishnah as referring to yasan a kavin, but not this brisa. This brisa is talking about truma, and therefore it must be that our mishnah is Rabbi Kiva and not the chachamim. Now the Gemara continues. Rizvida Amar Anabi Isa. Rizvida said, I asked this question from the brisa, and Rabbi Yesi answered, Rishim Rabbi Hila, they really bedin haya shiyitma adam tivloi dvar taira. Halachically, midai brisa, it should be 100% permitted for a person to actively be metame his tevel before gemar malacha. Why is that? Because the pasuk says, Vani hinei nasati luchas mishmeres trumaisai. Behold, I have given you the mishmeres, the safeguarding of my truma. Oh, what do we learn from here? Truma tzricha shimur, ein hatevel tzarich shimur. Truma itself needs guarding. You have to make sure that truma or something that's chayv in truma does become tamei. But tevel that's before gemar malacha doesn't need shimur, and technically you should be allowed to lechatchila be metamei biyadayim. However, mani mekayim, how do I explain the following pasuk? Unasata mimenu is trumas Hashem l'Aron HaKohen, and you shall give from it a trumas Hashem to Aron HaKohen. That tells us, I say, you should process it sheinasein loy l'Aron HaKohen bekunasai, so that it could be given to Aron HaKohen in his state of tahara. Namely, you have to process it in a way that it remains tahar and doesn't become tameh. And therefore, tevel, even before gemar malacha, is not allowed to be made tameh biyadayim, because that's going to prevent it from giving truma or challah to the kohen in a state of tahara. However, v'kan, in our mission, we're dealing with a safek. Since anyway, you're not able to give it to the kohen in his state of kahuna because it's safek tameh, rashayat l'tmoisai, you are allowed to be tameh biyadayim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.